You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Message is Yevarechecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha. That's the first message of the Kohanei HaKodesh. And Yevarechecha means No. What does it mean, Yevarechecha?
To bless.
Bless. Hashem will bless you. Right. Very good. Which blessing Hashem is going to give you?
All the
blessing, meaning?
Food to eat.
Food
to dress. Place to live.
Place to live. So that means Hashem gives you enough osher, wealth, to be able to go through life. So Kohanei HaKodesh say, Yevarechecha, Hashem will give you blessing.
Amen.
And Vishmerecha. What does Vishmerecha mean?
Hear you.
Well, Vishmerecha, yeah, to guard you. To guard you from?
Enemies, accidents.
So Hashem gives you money. So then, Kohanei HaKodesh says, the money that Hashem gives you, Vishmerecha. That means?
It's going to stay.
So that would not bring any loss. Yeah. That would not be wasted. So Midrash says, min ha-mazikin. So that means different negative forces. So here the Kohanei HaKodesh, they make us aware that Ribono Shel Olam has a system. He gives a blessing, and then he will protect the blessing that he has given. So that means, what does it mean?
That means when they give them kind of everything should be added to the world.
Chazak Baruch, beautiful, very nice. So here we learn the Kohanei HaKodesh. They're telling us, if you receive some type of bracha and you lost it, this is bracha, it's not from Hashem.
Well,
one more time. When the Kohanei HaKodesh, they inform us that the blessing that Hashem has given you has Shemirah, has protection. So now, if you receive money and then somehow it was lost, it was taken away, so that means this is not a blessing from Hashem. Make sense? Doesn't make sense.
No,
it's not a matter of the limit. Right, so that means, Rahim Aradosh, Rabbi Rahim Ben Atar, Zoftamara Aleinu, Arab explains, so from here we understand that if the blessing that you have or you receive somehow there's something damaged or you lost it and you don't have it, this is not from Hashem.
It's not from Hashem.
Because here the Quran actually says the blessing that Hashem gives is included with insurance, has a shemirah, has a protection. Make sense? Yeah. So now, let's say,
yes,
you're passing by a place, and then you see two houses. One has door, one doesn't have a door. So that means?
When you're welcoming one to the family.
No, you see a house, there's no door there. You see another house, it has four locks on it, and has a camera, and has a sign that this house is guarded by alarm company. What's the difference between the first house and the second house? So that means if you see a house that there is no door, so there's nothing in there. But if you see a house that has four locks and camera and alarm, so that means there's a lot of stuff in there. Hashem gives you so much that needs the protection. That's how Hashem gives. But if He gives you little, doesn't need any protection. So that means if you haven't received so much that needs protection, so that means not from Hashem.
Protection from
who? Ribono Shel Olam. Because He knows how to protect it, that nothing goes wrong with the wealth that you have, and will have bracha and stay with you. Happened to be an interesting story about a house without a door. Ani, with a poor man. In the middle of the night, he hears a noise. And he gets up, and he sees there's a special guest, a ganav. So, Baruchim Abayim. Say, what are you doing here? Say, I came here, take some. Say, good thing you came. Maybe we can look together to find something. Yeah, because I need to know he has something in the house. So now the ganav came. So he said, okay, let's look together. Maybe they will be able to find something. So now here we have a Midrash Eicha Rabbati about Rabbi Yossi ben Qisma. He was a very wealthy man. Rabbi Yossi ben Qisma. And something unfortunate happened to him, that he had two kids that was kidnapped. They kidnapped his two kids. And they took him in a far place. And then he goes to the city and asks the robbers, what do you want to give my kids back? He said, give us $500,000. So the Yosef Rishman says, no, I'm not going to give you money. So then at night, the head of the robbers had a very, very bad stomachache. So the wife says, maybe you took this Jewish rabbi's son, maybe that's why you have a stomachache. They give him a discount. So he calls them, says, $250,000. Mr. Rishman said, no, I'm not going to give you $250,000. So the next night, his stomach became worse. The wife says, you cannot play around with this. You kidnapped wrong kids. Yeah, give him no more discount, because these Jews, they're always looking for a discount. So he calls them, says, give me $100,000. So no, why? We have to give you $100,000. So he sleeps at night, and the stomach ache becomes worse and worse. Almost they took him to ICU. So he calls Rabbi Yossi ben Qisma and says, take the kids, take it easy. He said, what do you mean? I came all the way here, you have to give me money now. What do you mean? So here, Midrash Eichar Abati says, Yevarechecha Hashem Veishmerecha. So that means even the worst thing that could happen, you're never going to lose your money. And not only that, you're going to gain money on the bracha that Hashem has given you. Yeah. So that's the sign to know where the source of the money that we have received from Shamayim, that never, never, never anything's gonna go wrong with it. And escape. Shalosh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu B'Bkiyat Kohanim. Sheniskeh Bezad Hashem Bebracha Osher Ad Beli Dai Bezad Hashem Lot of Nachat and Yeshuot and Besorot Tovot and Bezad Hashem Biyad Gol Sed.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.